This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the third week of middle fall, the week of the Orionid meteors, and the first week of the toad and frog migration moon, and the first week of the sun in Scorpio. So much is happening this week. Tonight, when Earth crosses the vast remains of Halley's Comet, it reveals that debris as the Orionid meteors, shooting past the post-midnight sword and shield of the constellation Orion in the southeast. Then on Thursday, October 23rd, the dark toad and frog migration moon replaces the hickory nutting moon, calling the last of the toads and frogs to find their winter habitats, often the same location in which they emerged as tadpoles. New moon on the 23rd coincides with the sun's entry into Scorpio, a passage also called cross-quarter day, on which the solar position appears to be halfway between autumn equinox and winter solstice. After cross-quarter day, almost all the leaves come down in the northern half of the country, and across the south, solar Scorpio tints the foliage and forecasts winter. And this year's cross-quarter day is even marked with a partial solar eclipse, which begins a little after 3:30 in the afternoon and continues right into the sunset. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the fourth week of middle fall, and the second week of the toad and frog migration moon, and the second week of the sun in Scorpio. In the meantime, watch for shooting stars, hail cross-quarter day, and look for the dimming of the sun in its eclipse. Poor Will's Almanac for 2015 is now available. For a sample of this new annual and for information on how to order your copies, visit www.poorwillsalmanac.com. And that's almanac with a K.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.